And in the Ikar, in the Ikar Olam of Karbanis, there seem to be two very conflicting inyanim. On the one hand, Karbanis start off with Ned and Nedava. That's the beginning of Karbanis. And Bechal, the Lashon, wherever you talk about Nedarim, Nedava, so somebody wants to do mitzvahs that are for extra credit, let's call them, Karbanis are always the extra credit. It's kilu something a person does as an avoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a voluntary avoda. On the other hand, Karbanis are a parasha of kapara, and chatas and asham, and karbanis are very, very entrenched in the world of kapara. It's not quite an oinish, but it's something kapara. So those two inyanim, that the nedava aspect and the lefnim shoras adin, and kilu it's a positive avoda, versus the fact that it's there to expunge any negative inyanim, seem lechura a little bit conflicting. That's a little bit of a strange inyan of karbanis. And it could be a chalak, of course, depends which karban. Chatan Hashem is one thing, and this is another thing, but it's not mash like that. Also, in the avoida, in what we call avoidas hayoim, in the avoidas hayoim of musafim, the inyan of chatois is built into it. So, many avoidas hayoim of Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur is a Yom Kapara, so good, so Avodah Yom revolves around Chatos of different types. But the Avodah Musafim of every Chag includes Chatos, and it's true that there's never a Tzibur, you know, that didn't do an Avera. So we can say that periodically, the fact that Yom Kippur needs Avodah of the Tzibur, we understand, because it's not Yitochim that the tzibur doesn't do averis, and b'meila you need a kolotik kapara. But every in the yom tovim that are not yom tovim dealing with averis, in on yom tovim in the karb musaf include chatos, and it's strange that kilu you intertwine chatos with an avodas hayom. Now, avodas hayom is kilu a special elevation. Musaf is a special karb that brings a person closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and chatos are intertwined. We should have saved it for for a regular weekday or something, for a bahab or something. It's a strange combination. Another particular in the averis themselves, a korban chatos by and large comes for shogeg. An asham is the Ramban says that the asham is a worse korban than a chatas, worse aveira. The word asha means desolate, completely void. The Ramban explains that the aveiras that require an asham are worse. And each one explains, so you have two or three aveiras, mi'ila, and you have a gzela with a shvua, different in yanim, and he explains each one why. But the hard one to understand is, the one that's very, very hard to understand is, that on a korban chatas, lamashal, if a person didn't realize he ate chelev, then he realized it, he brings a korban chatas. If he didn't realize that he ate, and then he realized that he ate, and he has a suffix if it was a chelev or not, then he brings a korban asham toli. So an asham toli is a temporary, it's a stopgap measure to protect against yisurim, in case he's chayav chatas. How could the stopgap measure be worse than the chatas itself? An asham is something that you chayav for. It has a sheer moment of shtei kesev. I mean, you're telling me that worse comes to worse, this person ate chelev b'shogeg. And if we know for sure that he ate chelev b'shogeg, then he would only have to bring a chatas. And yet, when you're bringing now a suffix, whether he has a chatas or not, is mechayev an asham. So it's a davar that's mafli. It's a paradox. How could the suffix be worse than the vaday itself? And bechal, the whole musig. The difference between asham and chatas. But like upon him, in asham toli, it's the hard one to understand. There's a lashon in Tanchuma also very interesting. The Tanchuma deals with Karbonis Chatos, Yilandeinu Rabbeinu Anefshki Sechto. He speaks about Inyanim going to the Har Bayis, not relevant to our Inyan. Then he says like this, Lo Yetzar Adam Alaveira Sha'asa B'Shogeg. A person should not worry about an Aveira did B'Shogeg. Ella, I start one line before. Shana Rabbi Seinu, Mitzah Gares, Mitzah Aveira Gares Aveira. Lo Yetzar Adam Alaveira Sha'asa B'Shogeg. A person should not worry about an Aveira did B'Shogeg. Ella Shaniftach Loi Pesach Sheyechta B'Filo B'Shogeg B'Filo B'Mezid. Because what happens is a Pesach opened up that he can now do Averis Afil Shayfil Mezit. V'le Yismach Odom al Mitzvah Shebo Li Yodai, Ela al Mitzvah Harbe Shasidis Lov Li Yodai. The Simcha should not be on the Mitzvah itself, but on the Mitzvah Shasidis Lov Li Yodai. The Fikach Imchota B'Shogeg Ein Simen Yafaloi, Echet B'Shogeg is not a good Simen, Shinema Gamboloi Das Nefesh Loi Toiv, and so on. And then it brings it makes a Kavachayme to Mezit. But it's interesting. It's strange. He's saying a person should not worry about the aveira, but should worry about the other aveiras will come. But I mean, every aveira, if it wouldn't be bad in its own right, it's almost like a Ponzi scheme. You know. Don't worry about any aveira except for the fact it'll bring more aveiras. But every single aveira, you don't have to worry about that, but only those that'll bring more. You know, it's an added effect to it. And same thing by mitzvah. But he's saying something, that he's saying it's a mahalach, and on mezid he needs a kal v'chaymer. I would think that applies to shogeg only, not to mezid. Kamash malon a kal v'chaymer by mezid. I mean, what was the havim? When the Gemara says that you learn from a kal v'chaymer, the Gemara says, you need the Gemara asks, what do you need a kal v'chaymer for? The Chalma Sai Mana. In other words, the Gemara says a kal v'chaymer to shake it. What was the Havamina? Like the Gemara asks, well, what was the Havamina to say that it would be different? Like we had moment see when the Gemara said that it's a kal v'chaymer, the Gemara says, well, why do I even need a kal v'chaymer? It's obvious. The Gemara says, Madach Shogeg certainly makes it. It's a pella what he wants over here. Let's go. So we spoke now about the shogeg, and most of these deals with aveir b'shogeg. One more inyan. Let's go one step further. We know that in halacha, the rankings of aveiris are mezid, shogeg, and ones. So l'chura, as far as we're concerned, ones seems to be not an avera. I mean, if the Torah said Yaharag val Yaver, so you have to kill yourself. But if the Torah says Yaver val Yarog, so tachlis, you did what you're supposed to do. You don't have to be if you go nefesh. And yet, in the alchetz, in the very beginning, we say an oynes and rotzen. We're misvada also an oynes, also an rotzen. So, I mean, what's the point of being misvada on it? The aloha is that you're not supposed to give your life an oynes. You also find, LaMarshall, that by Adam is chai, by Mazik Oynes, Oynes is not as guilt-free as we would expect it to be. There's something in Oynes also that has some sort of shaychis, and certainly here, where the Torah places a major, major parsha, and we have to understand something. In our understanding, the Torah would put a lot of inyanim how to do tshuva on mezid, and shogeg would be a minor capital. The crux of kaparas karbonis, which is really the avoda. When we speak Vashem's avoda is seen in terms of avoda is seen in terms of karbonis. This is avodas adam. Avodas adam is seen as being karbonis. That is the metzias of our Ikar Avodas Adam. Mezid is almost less in terms of the hekif of Avoda. Mezid is something Bezin takes care of with Malkus, with Krisas, with Misa. Shouldn't the emphasis be on Mezid? How a person does tshuva on Mezid? And Shogeg should get a small little addition, an extra mahalach. you see that the Iker focus seems to be on Shogeg. And it's a Dover that really places a whole different perspective on Avaida. Let's start with a Chazal. It says that why do you bring a Karm Chatas? And Chazal Medayik it from the Lashon of Chatas by Rish Chodesh, that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring Heviu Chatas Olai Shemi Atiti Yasei Reach. I need that you should bring a Karm Chatas on me because I was Mimayet Yereach. So it's a Merap's in Igudik Chazal. The Meral is Meirech in Beragoyla. This is one of the Chazal that people took issue with, and the Maral is Masbit. His Nekuda that is Masbit is that Chatos comes from the word Chisaron, not from the word Aveira, in the sense that we understand it, but rather the word Chisaron, like it says, Yechta Samatara, somebody misses a target, that's called Chet in Lashon Kodesh. And the word Kapara means to clean up, to be metaken. Berach, that's the Nekuda that he speaks about. Still not clear about what exactly is the Teretz. So it sounds like this. HaKadosh Baruch, let's take a very, very far afield Zustell. It says in Tetzaveh, it says you have to make a me'il for the koyin. Sofa yosolo, you have to make a seam. Lo yikorea, it should not rip open. In other words, the makom for kriya, for ripping, is if there's no seam, and making a seam prevents it from ripping open. In other words, when a seam means there's no Pesach. When something is complete, when something is whole, so there is no penetration. There's no makom to penetrate. In order to penetrate, you need to have a Pesach. You need to have an opening. And that opening is where you get the penetration. Lamashal, let's take in Tzuras Adam. One of the things that's emphasized in Refuah is that nothing protects a person from infection like a closed skin. On the surface of the skin, very little sickness is chal. Cut it open, then kol ma'ir bishin have an achiza in a person's body. The elementary, a cut is dangerous because it completely sidesteps a whole, the most effective immune system of the body. The same germs on top of the skin is nothing. Cut open and it becomes a mokum, a pesach for every ma'ir bishin. That's our tefisa today in Refuah, is that anytime you cut open, you automatically open up a whole world of possible infections. The metzias of the achiza of Ra in the Bria is shayach only where there is a mokum chisaron. If there's no mokum chisaron, there's no mokum achiza of Ra. What we call in colloquially, a person has a weakness for something, I will trap him through his weakness. So Lamashal, if I try to get a person to do an Aveira, if I come to him and say, would you like to do an Aveira? Person would say, definitely not. You know, if I come to a person and say, would you like to miss Shachris or Mincha or Meir? So if the person is ashamed of him, he says, Chas v'shalom. But if I schlep him into something else that he's very into, and he's not, doesn't pay so much attention, so the time will go by and he'll miss it. So the pshat is in order to have an aveira, in order to have a mokum aveira, I need to have a mokum chalos aveira. A bria b'shleimus is similar to a me'il with a suffer completely. The bria completely weaves into itself. There are no openings, there are no weak points, there's no chesronos, and therefore it's not possible for aveira to be chal. The first makom that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a chisorin in the Bria was by the Yoreach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memayit the Yoreach. That means the Bria is not b'shleimus. That's overtly not b'shleimus. Everything else is the pshat. We know that the Bria is not shalom because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. But mitzad the Bria itself, the Bria should have had a Yoreach. He should have had both Malchias, both Me'oreis should have been equal. The Me'oreis Chasa is because the first Chasa in the Torah is the Me'oreis that a Chasa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something that's called a Pegam. We say Yiratzen should be Mala Pegimas Halavana, Piguma. The word Pegam means missing. When it's missing the shleimus, Moshe, if I want 10 kilo of apples and I get only 9, I don't say it's pogum. But when I have a kais that's shalom, and I sip off a bit, that's called a pegam, and that's a kilt on the entire kais. That's pegima. A psula is called a mafuta. Anusa is called pguma. Anytime when something is, when the chisaron takes something from shleimus to chasa, that's called a pegam. The first place it happened was with the levana. The levana got its piguma, its pegam, and b'meila the achiza of ra and chet and the bria is dafke in that pegam. That's the sheirish of all pegamim where there would be an achiza for ra. Because if things would be a shalem, there'd be no achiza. Achiza means I have a handle, I have a grip on something. The grip is the place where I can get my hands on. And that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to bring a chatas on him that it was memayit the levana, because that's ke'ilu the mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria chisaron, and that's the mokum of chet, and that needs the tikkun. That is the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking to bring a chatos on the fact that it's ma'at levana. Bozel v'limeid al kol chatoi shebetayre. In nefesh ha'odom, every aveira, every person has a chisorin in his nefesh. And that chisorin is something that is the weakness where chet's going to happen. Just like Lamashal, let's say a person lifts something very, very heavy. If he has a weak spot, that's going to snap first. If it's his back is going to have the problem. If it's his stomach, it's his stomach. Wherever, when a person strains himself, in the weak spot is where it's going to have the first overt issue. So you have a person in the world of chait. A person comes in two oifanim. A person comes with inherent weaknesses. These are not real averis yet, but those are chatoos. And then a person comes with averis that are a result of having snapped that place, having been mamshet that inyan, and so on. So the marshal, if I take somebody who is let's say he's a Baal Taiva, but he's in an environment that there are no Taivas, completely Kaddish and Tardic environment. I schlep him out of that environment with something that's Ke'en Taiva, and then he's Nimshach to it, like Gemara says by wine, that it's Moshich. It's Nimshach. Then I realize the Mafreya, that whole Kilkel started with that Sheirish, which wasn't really over the there, the weakness. And that followed into it. The world of Shoigeg, it says, I mean, the Torah in by Ari Miklot is Megalotos, a tremendous oimek. The world of Shoigeg is a Ke'en Roitzeach. It's called Roitzeach, the Psukim. And he has a Dinmisa in a certain oifen. When somebody does something, the Shoigeg, that is a pa'ula that comes from a subconscious. It's the expression of a weakness. Lamashal, a person walks by, let's take an example. a person, if somebody goes and kills somebody, chas v'shalom, overtly, that ma'isa is a ma'isa ritzicha. It's a ma'isa of the full blossom dra in a person's kaima. But let's say I'm working with an axe. Somebody walks by underneath it, or I should have realized it's a street. It's not walking underneath it. And I'm not standing be'ema be'yir b'reses of a that I'm it's pikuach nefesh. I'm standing with an axe. One small slip, chas v'shalom, kills somebody. So I have a certain coldness to human life. It's not so. The shegig over there is not. It's a sheirish of ritzicha in the nefesh. If I stand and chop wood causally, like I'd be drawing on a piece of paper with the same amount of concern, then it shows that I'm lacking something in the shleimus of Adam, that when he sees sakana for somebody else, he's completely be'im of yiras b'zeh on God with 100 eyes. That's lacking in a person. That is the world of shogeg. So the pasuk pshat in shogeg, why shogeg needs a karbis, because he should have learned and he should have known and this and that. But when people forget, there's a reason why they forget. The Welt says over that in the Aruch HaTzaddikim there's a Shara Zikaron. Zikaron's a midah, and it's very true. A lot of psychology is built on it. When people don't forget, if there's an exciting trip tomorrow, nobody forgets. If somebody is supposed to pay me tomorrow, I don't forget. If I'm supposed to do a chore for somebody, then I forget. There's a famous verse from Yaakov Radishkova. He was a big Ilui, and he used to have very sharp verta, and he said that by Yosef, it says, so it says in the Rashi says, so he said, if you forget something after a while, it's a simon you never remembered it in the first place. In other words, your mind automatically registered it as a temporary note, as of better it shouldn't be. That's the mitzvah of Adam. Something which he sees as a chore, as a bother, as something uncomfortable, which he doesn't want to do, he doesn't allow his memory to bring it up. So when he tags it into his memory, it's tagged as to be erased, temporary file, to be erased. A person wants, he puts into his mitzvahs. So the world of shegeg and the world of chetei shegeg are talking about this nekuda in nefesh ha'adam, the nekuda of not avera bepoel, but weaknesses in a person that are all that are all for avera. That chelik of the bria, every single person was given a chelik of chet. Every person, it says, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher lo yechta, is going specifically on shogeg, layechta it says, and obviously tzaddik is not something that's been mazed. He doesn't have to do the avera, but it's there in him. There is no bria. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the bria, that there would be a pegimas halavan in the very mitzvahs of the bria, every nefesh has a certain pegam in it. That pegam is the mokam chalis chet. That's ein tzaddik ba'aretz. In the same sense, it says that they were dalet shemesu be'etyo shel nochash. They died because of the nochashes. That means it was an inherent weakness. Just like the marshal, let's take an example. A human body can be abused, and a person who smokes or doesn't take care of himself, whatever it is, that destroys the body. Fine. But even if everything was perfect, our bodies have inherent weaknesses in themselves, and sooner or later they come out, the person is nifta. That's the etzer shel nochash. The inherent weakness in the person's body, in the oilam of averis, are in the end where the person, that undoes a person. That is the world of sheik. Maimra Muzga, we spoke about oinus. So oinus is also like that. A person who... you find it even in a school environment. There's a person who always has tirdis. And the tirdis themselves, he had to do this, he had to do this. But somehow you have a feeling that I know for some reason this person tear the stick to. Once in a rare while you say this person's be'etzim kulei masmin, you wanted to sit and learn, but I don't know, it's mamish min ha-shamayim that these terrible tirdas came. I mean, you find those exceptions. But by and large, the person himself doesn't know how those tirdas come to him. But somehow those tirdas come to him. So is a pshat that he gets involved in something which he realizes, a person gets involved with a certain person who in the end is going to put him into different situations, difficult situations. Down deep, the person was makir that, you know, this is not the best of associations. And I don't see what's wrong now, but at some point it's going to take me somewhere. I know this is something, if I get involved in it, it'll shter. How will it shter? When will it shter? Well, I don't know, but it'll shter me someplace. And those are very, very deep in Yonim, but those are the Yonim of Onus that also need, when we're svadad al chet, it's because Onus also belongs to the parasha of Inyanim that we say a person has. That's where his chet lies. So we have a chelik of avera and mitzvahs that's bepoel, and we have a chelik of averis and averis that are hidden. These are the inherent weaknesses that the person has. That's the world of shogeg. That's the world of chet. B'meila, let's go back a little bit to where we started from. The etzem avoda of shogeg is not per se, it's not the averish shaboy, but the realization that's where his weakness is. If a person, l'mashal, a person has some disease that comes his way, so the disease is the problem. But let's say a person works X amount of hours and he collapses. And he realizes he overstrained himself. His body wasn't built to work that amount of time. So now his avodah is to be mechazik his body. A, it's to make a dharma, obviously, but he's realizing is where his makom chisaron is. That's it allowed him to see where is it that I'm lacking in something. And once he sees where he's lacking something, the avoda becomes a tikkun. So avoda of chatos is not so much to take away the avera shaboy, as is an amazed, but it's to be metaken the mokom that allowed it to be chal in the first place. It's to bring it to the forefront. If a person, let's say, all of a sudden, for no reason, blows up at somebody, and he himself is surprised, like, why did I blow up at this person? If he thinks about it, he realizes, listen, I have this undercurrent of feeling that he's taking advantage of me, that he's not machshiv me, that I'm not good enough for him. And then if the person is mitaking that relationship, he's not going to blow up unexpectedly the second time. So the avodah of karbanos is be'etzim avodah of tikkun. It brings a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different Eifanim, Rishonim explain it. That applies as an extra credit avodah, as a dairin, as nedavis, as nedarim. It also applies as a tikkun for one area of the Torah, and that's the world of shogeg, specifically. Shogeg is something where the etzem avodah is betikkun. It's similar to the Gemara. The Gemara says that somebody, aver bo liyadai, and a person wasn't over on it, so the person is it's ke'ilu did a mitzvah. In other words, an avera that the person obviously had a taiva to. In other words, for us, l'mashal, that we never ate tarfas, chazal shalom, not eating tarfas is not ke'ilu that he did something. But if a person has an atiyah to something, and he could and he stays away from it, besides not doing the avera, but that he's strengthening the makom that he has a problem with. In that oifin, asham tali is worse. In other words, the further an issue is away from a person, l'mashal, if I deal with somebody and I say, you have a midah of terav midah kas, let's work on it. So if the kas is very overt, so then it's easy. The person usually recognizes it, and we try to figure out what's good to deal with the kas. But let's say the person really snaps. But when he snaps, it's very bad. It's overreacting. The person will deny it. Will say, no, I don't have a midah of kas. the further the thing is away from the conscious, the harder it is to be metaken it. So a chait that's a suffix is further from the person's tikkun than a chait that's a vade. Shogeg is the world of things that need a tikkun of a chattis. An osham is something that reaches a step further, where it's first of all, I don't know if I got angry. And even if I got angry, I'm not sure that I really was lost myself. It's something which divides it, it makes it further from a person. I saw somebody brings a natrikan. Osham is shogeg mezer, rashteva shogeg mezer oynis. But akaponim, again, the two or three other ones in Osham is hard to explain as in one Indian. But in Osham Toli, which is the really difficult one to understand, that's the pshat in it. It's something which is, it's further, it's like a splinter that's deeper in a person. The closer the splinters to the surface, the more there's a mokum achiza. The deeper it's in the body, the harder it is to extract it. This Yitzhahara has a name. This element, it's called Tzfuni. The Chazal say one of the Lashonis of Yitzhahara is Tzafoni. Meloshen Tzafon means hidden. In the Maral, when he explains the different Ruchos HaOlam, Dorom is the south, where if you're in Eretz Yisrael, the northern half of the world, which is where the Makom Yishuv of the Torah is, the Dorom is where there's more sun, there's more Gilui, there's more Hashpah. Tzafon is hidden. Ruach Tzfonis is a bad Ruach. It's the cold, the sun is hidden, the Hashpah is gone. So Dorom is that which is Bigolui, Tzofen is that which has to. Mitzofen tipasach hara. Tzofen is a, but tzofen down deep means hidden away. It's secreted. It's something which is tzfuncha tamale bitnam. The tzofen is something. The Yetzirah is called tzfaini. This Yetzirah specifically, it's the Yetzirah that is not noticed by the person. That's the chelik of Tzfaini. And the chelik of Tzfaini that makes it hard is, it's one thing when the Yitzhahara is begoli, but when the Yitzhahara is behesta, how do you get to him? The din of the chiyuv of shchita, of karbanis, of kachi kachim, which is chatoas nashamis, is dafke tzofen. In other words, Ayerach HaMizbeach Tzfoina. And Chazal say, if anyone says Ayerach HaMizbeach Tzfoina, it brings the tzchus of the Akedah. It's interesting. It's a pasuk that has, and it doesn't seem to say much except for Tzofen. Those, in other words, the Mokom Shchita, the Mokom where a person is mitapel with these inyanim, is Bitzofen. Shchitasi Bitzofen is on Chatoas Nashamas, because that's its Mokom. The last pasuk in Koheles, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a person to Mishpat. So it says that the Mokom Mishpat, it says, Seiftav HaKol Nishmas L'kim Yirei, Ki es kol ma'ase l'kim yovi b'mishpat, al kol nelam im toy v'ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate Mishpat is not on the overt features of the Bria, but on the hidden features of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Adam yir le'nayim v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yir le'levav. So it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a levav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us eventually what is in the levav, exactly like in the parasha of David HaMelech. The Navi could have come straight and told Yishai, listen, you've got a wonderful son, his name is David, and I know you think he's good for nothing, but he's going to be the Melech Yisrael, and so on and so forth. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows it all. I don't know what I told him. That's not the way the Navi went. Navi told him, you have a son. Who do you think is most suited to be Melech? He brings out his oldest one, and he says, no. And he says, wow, so maybe the second one, maybe the third one. Finally, the one that was last, and Yishai could not see that he should be Melech, he brought him out, and he said, he's the Melech. And that's where he taught the lesson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirei Adam Yirei Noyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirei Leivav. It's a davar niflad me'oid, the oimek of the Inyan. Yishai was one of the few, one of the four that was meis be'ito shel nachash. In other words, Yishai was somebody that the Mokom Chisorin, only Mokom Chisorin was at the very, very core of his existence. In other words, that was the only Mokom where Chet had an Achiza. He never allowed it to expand further outwards. That's where this Inyan was taught, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees all the way through, and in the darkei mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings al kol nelam, in toivim ra. In other words, to go to the most hidden corner of a person and to understand and see the toivim ra. On the one hand, it's a very frightening thing. In other words, we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imik of mishpat goes down, down deep to the furthest crevice and for the weaknesses, not what the person did wrong. On the other hand, it's a tremendous, it also gives us an understanding. When a person falls through, it says, "Ein Adam Oimid Aladin Alinke Nirshalba." In other words, Kishlonos of a person, Megalglis Chusai De Zakai Bechayva De Chayev. It's not there just HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mean to a person. Adarabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu develops a person's personality so that he has a chance to explore his strengths and his weaknesses. When a person faces something, he falls through, he realizes where it is that he was lacking. It's like a doctor, a dentist takes a probe, and he keeps probing till it hurts. And when it hurts, that's the place where there's a problem. You'd say to yourself, well, if he wouldn't probe, then it wouldn't hurt. It'll hurt, but not today. It'll hurt tomorrow or the day after, and much worse. When I probe now and I get down to a deeper nekuda, and you jump, you realize it. A lot of times a person falls into a situation where he says to himself, I don't know how I got into this. I deserve better. I don't know how this thing came about. I definitely didn't do so much bad. Like a person, imagine a person is standing at some sort of occasion and he pulls out a plate and all of a sudden a huge pile comes crashing down. And the person says, Mela, if I pull out a plate and the plate slips on my hand and breaks, I deserve it. In other words, that's what I did. But I pull out a fork and a whole pyramid comes crashing down. Like it's way beyond out of proportion. And everybody has those mechsholos. Everybody has those situations it goes through. That it seems as if a small thing triggered a major landslide. Those are the inyanim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to a person's attention what was lying down deep. He brings out the megalgal chayv adichayv is also so that there be a tikkun for these inyanim. That's the pshat netanchuma, that a person shouldn't worry when he doesn't have avera, he shouldn't worry about the avera. The avera is finite. Bimetaken it. A person was nichshol in macholos asuris. A person grabbed something, didn't realize it was a hechshon or not, ate it, now is it. So fine. So that has a tikkun and that is a fine. That's over. But if a person needs to worry about something, it's about what's behind it. What does it mean that I can just pick up something, eat it without thinking twice? What is it? Where is it from? Who is it? Does it mean that I don't care for it at all? It's the mikshol that comes from it. The weakness, the inherent weakness the person has exposed in himself is much worse than the aver per se that has been done. That's what the Tanhuma means over here, that a person should worry about the chet that comes from it and not the chet itself. So on the one hand, it's a tremendously demanding inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person ledin on kol nelam, and a person goes through life with a lot of occasions where a person is omed with mechsholos that seem to be a lot worse because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is probing to teach the person what is it that's weak and so on. There's a flip side to it that's divrei necham also. There's a Zoya says over here that on the pasuk v'shachat oisam mizbeach tzofeinah, he says, "Be'olam hazeh." He says that tzofin is ra. B'zimna, the Zohar doesn't shlach. B'zimna de osid, have a Kadosh Baruch Hu litzfoina ve'emalei. A Kadosh Baruch Hu will take out tzofin and tell him, "Becha yahavis kol tivu ve'chol agatov lebonai." Every toiv that there is in the bria, all the schar I put into you. In other words, the oimek of a person's godless, the oimek of a person's sitkus lies in the chelik of himself that's sofun. And today, as long as our chelik of tzofen is hidden from us, it's a cause of problems, it's a cause of friction. We don't know how to get to it, and we can't touch on it, and so on and so forth. But when a person is b'tikunai, then adrabah, will have, like the Tanchuma says, when a person does a mitzvah, he should be happy, not for the mitzvah, but for the megalgos chosadi zakai. L'moshel, let's say somebody asks me for a favor, and you find yourself, you do it without thinking twice. That's a tremendous simcha. Not only because I did it, but because it's natural to me to do it. I came into place and I just sat down and opened up the Gemara and learned. That's the chelek, a person's personality is like an iceberg. What we know of and what we have a handle on is the tip of it. The teichen and the pnimius is the vast majority of a person. In the world, as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in the world of tikkun and still trying to get us to fix it, then that chelik is the most frightening chelik. It's the chelik, the nelam of the person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the mishpat on the nelam, and who knows what's nelam in a person, and who knows how much a person has to go through and find out what's hidden behind it. And lasid lovei, when a person is tikkunoi, we'll find that all the good things we do, and everything that a person does kishura, it's not limited to what it's open, but it's all meveya from a oimek of neshama, of yitzhak toiv, of chelek haimimal, that is sofun, and that's the place where, like the Zohar says, where all the agar, and all the toiv lasid lavay is hidden for tzaddikim lasid lavay. What?
We also standing